Hello, and welcome to the NECA Safety Roundup podcast series. In today's challenging world of safety in the electrical, utility, and construction industries, we hope that our information and the conversations we have will help you to provide safety leadership within your organization. We will discuss the many issues involving safety and offer some guidance and solutions to the many challenges that we face. Hello, and welcome. With Construction Safety Week and the OSHA Stand Down to Prevent Falls in Construction, as premier partners with OSHA, we wanted to put together this short message to send out to everybody in the industry about the importance of proper fall protection on the job. My name is Wes Wheeler, and I'm joined with Mike Starner, the Executive Director of Safety for the Outside Line for NECA, Alex Kopp, the Safety Director for TALK, the Association of Union Contractors, and Justin Crandall, the Executive Director of Safety for SMACNA, the Sheet Metals and AC Air Conditioning Contractors National Association. So I understand, Justin, that, that SMACNA is also a premier partner with OSHA in this endeavor.
We are. It's very important to SMACNA to be able to have the outreach for our members to be able to communicate with OSHA and express how important it is to have fall protection in our industry and to be able to use it.
Definitely. And, you know, when we talk about fall protection and the different types of fall protection, and, you know, we've got Mike Starner here to talk about some of the outside line, because when you look at fall protection from height, you look at fall protection in the work zone, they've got a whole different industry and they have to look at fall protection maybe a little bit more stringent than what we do in the other areas.
Look, the fatalities related to falls is a major issue in construction. And year over year, we're talking about the hazards associated with working at heights. And we're learning more and more about the best way to manage those hazards. And the only way that we're really going to wrap our arms around it is when we can come together from an employer's perspective, engaging with our workforce, but also having relationships with the regulators. Right. OSHA has made preventing falls, fall injuries, and fatalities a priority for years. You know, we know that falls is one of the fatal four or focus four. We know that, you know, our workers in construction are routinely exposed to falls from heights, but it's not just falls from heights. Right. It's falls at the same level, slips, trips and falls and issues on the job site that can lead to, you know, traumatic brain injuries from same level falls. That happens quite often, too. And Wes, you mentioned how, you know, in the ET&D space, electric transmission and distribution space, you know, back in 2014, 2015, when those standards were updated, 100% fall protection was something that was important to put in the regulation. Right. Because we have folks that are working off of wood poles. We have folks that are working off of structures. And the opportunity to, you know, be severely injured or killed as a result of a fall is a real issue. So I'm glad we're talking about this today. And Alex, you know, in your area, what are some of the things that you're doing as an association to raise awareness around fall prevention? And what are some of the activities that you guys have scheduled?
Yeah. So TALK, we're the national trade organization that represents 14 of the 15 building trades. So we have quite the gamut, if you will, of contractors. We're not specific to electricians. We're not specific to sheet metal, mechanical. You name it. We kind of got everybody. So we kind of got to generalize what we do. We can't go to electricians and focus on their falls from heights compared to a mechanical, because they're working two different fields and have different hazards and have to look at them differently. So as an association, we're exploring different ideas on how we can kind of adjust and adapt.
Well, you know, Alex, I think one of the things that as part of this discussion involves, you know, one of the things that we're doing as a group is really doing some research on the new helmets. And Mike already mentioned that we have just as many fatalities, or probably more so, from falls that occur at the same height, the mm-hmm. traumatic brain injuries, the TBIs that actually occur. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about some of the research that's going in tonight now between the hard hats and the helmets that are out there to offer this type of protection.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you that may have heard or may know of Virginia Tech, they do extensive research on all helmets, whether it's a bicycle helmet, an NFL helmet, you name it, any type of helmet. But now they reached out to us and said, hey, we'd like to explore this opportunity to look at the new helmets. So these helmets are they're coming. We'll just say that OSHA's taking them on. They're within the next year or two. They're all of their inspectors, safety professionals are going to have these helmets on. So Virginia Tech has got wants to put a study together and at the end of the day, basically say, hey, here's a rating scale of these helmets, and we're going to test them all from 3M to Wake Cap to Milwaukee's new helmet to MSA's helmet. Every helmet available on the market, they're going to put to the test through various different testing methods and procedures, and put that scale out to the entire industry, and not just the industry, but the public. Anybody can go on Virginia Tech's website when this is done and click on the study for helmets and know what the best of the best is.
Well, you know, you mentioned about OSHA and their decision to go with the helmets. And a lot of that is, you know, the type of helmets that have the chin strap to keep the helmet in place, so it's going to prevent it from falling off your head, because, you know, you need the helmet on your head to prevent that injury. And when we look at that and see that OSHA is kind of taking the lead in that realm, you know, from an electrical standpoint, yeah, we have a little bit different concerns in some cases, because we have to have the insulating properties on the helmet to make sure that if an electrician is going to use it around any energized circuits, it has to follow those standards as well. But, you know, when you're looking at hard hats and you're looking at falls and you're looking at, you know, equipment like sheet metals, I mean, think about lifting that equipment up and people, you know, working in heights to get that sheet metal in place. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Justin?
Definitely. And that's when we're talking about fall protection. And it varies so much, and it's going to equate to one thing: getting off the ground or walking on the ground. Here's two areas that both in the sheet metal that we got to face every day. So fall protection is very important, that when we're walking, going to the site, that we're safe, that we have our proper headgear on, that we're paying attention for our slip, trips, and fall hazards. And then us duck work a lot of times at height. So there's several ways that we're going to get to height, from ladders to scaffolding to lifts. But either way, there's a variety of fall protection that's available and needed to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, what's really cool about what you're talking about here is the fact that you need to have systems in place. And so I think that's one of the shifts that we're seeing, especially with personal protective equipment, is this idea that it's not just a static piece of equipment. This is part of a system. And so whether we're talking about, you know, fit, you know, proper fit and design of a fall protection system, the right selection of the right anchor points, you know, how are we going to decelerate a fall? How are we going to prevent fall? You know, maybe you got fall restraint systems that you're using, you know, a specific plan based on the hazard and the exposure is important. And, you know, we were just talking about the helmets. That to me, it's not a real fair comparison to be talking hard hats versus these new style helmets, because the helmet is a system. Yeah. You know, it has a retention system. There, you know, it keeps it on your head. The suspension is designed differently. You know, there's more advancements in technology and the way that those systems and the absorbing properties of those suspension systems, and then just the comfort level. And that's another part about fall protection is you can't, you know, yes, it needs to do its job. Yes, it needs to fit properly, but it needs to be comfortable and designed in a way, whether you're a male worker or a female worker, or you have a different body type, or you're a tall person or a short person, you know, these days where we just pick sort of a universal solution that we can put out there in the field, those days are gone, aren't they?
Correct. Yeah, no. And I just want to reiterate, I know we're talking PPE and the innovations in PPE are outstanding. We definitely come light years from what we are. But we as safety professionals and everybody out in the field always need to keep in mind the hierarchy of controls. PPE is there to keep our people safe. But at the end of the day, we obviously want to try to eliminate any hazard from our people out there in the field, and use PPE as the last line of defense. But just want to reiterate that. But again, the helmets and all the new fall protection that's out there is some very innovative stuff, and definitely worth keeping your eyes on.
Well, you know, I really think, and I've enjoyed this conversation today, because when we look at construction safety, we look at fall stand down, stand down to prevent falls in construction for OSHA. We have other things that we celebrate during the year in the Safe and Sound campaign in August, but really safety is a 365 day, 7 day a week, 24 hour a day mission for each one of us. Not only the safety professionals that's overseeing it, but the workers, the employers, the customers, everybody to make sure. And as we pointed out,
You know, PPE is a last resort, and Alex is definitely right. If we can eliminate the hazard, we don't have a hazard to protect from. So let's concentrate on eliminating all fall protection hazards, you know, so that we can actually have a safe workforce that's going to go home at the end of each day. So with that, we just like to say, you know, from our group here today and for OSHA, support the stand down to prevent falls in construction. And we'll talk to you soon.